Hello, and welcome to the American Traffic Safety Services Association's Work Zone Safety Podcast Series. This podcast is based on work supported by the Federal Highway Administration under the 2011 Work Zone Safety Grant. It is the first of three segments on the topic of work zone data collection and analysis, and will focus on collecting data in preparation for developing work zone strategies, designing a safe work zone, and creating an effective plan for managing traffic in and around work zones. This podcast is a companion to the Work Zone Safety Data Collection and Analysis Guide, which was developed under the Work Zone Safety Grant. For a more extensive and detailed discussion on this topic, please review this companion document, which is available at workzonesafety.org. In addition, throughout this podcast, we will make reference to additional guidance and information resources. Links to these and other resources are listed in the script that accompanies this podcast. This podcast is divided into three separate segments, each of which is 12 to 13 minutes long. Part 1, which includes this introduction, discusses why work zone data collection and analysis is important, available resources, and the types of data most commonly used in safety analysis. Part 2 focuses on data collection and analysis specifically addressing queues and work zones. Part 3 discusses how data collection and analysis can help practitioners mitigate work zone speeding. Let's begin by defining what we mean by work zone data collection and analysis. To be clear, we are talking about gathering already existing operational traffic, crash, speed, and volume data and applying it to various work zone strategies to help identify necessary safety improvements. In some cases, there may be useful data available from recent work zone activity at the same location. In other cases, historical data from similar work zones can be used to support work zone safety activities. Why is data collection important? Because it is how we start the work zone strategy development process. When we move on to the data analysis process, what we will learn will tell us, within a reasonable degree of accuracy, what to expect in terms of speed reductions, queuing, and delay as we consider lane closures and other traffic control measures as part of a work zone strategy. Many practitioners have questions about data collection, such as,
where do I start? What resources are available? What type of data should I use? How much is enough?
These are all valid questions, and some will be answered by basic design information on location and features provided at the beginning of the project, while other questions related to traffic impacts, such as lane closures, may be answered as the project proceeds and more information becomes available. Early work zone strategy discussions may also be useful in shaping a data collection approach. Regardless of how you get started, begin collecting data as early as possible in the project development process. One element of a best practice approach to data collection includes getting familiar with the traffic conditions and road environment at the project location. A site visit can help as you consider specific work zone strategy elements, like potential traffic impacts on nearby businesses or schools. A visual observation of traffic movements might also indicate operational problems that need to be considered when determining work zone strategies, such as lane closures or lane shifts. Your observations at the project location can provide the connection and understanding between the raw traffic data collected and the actual traffic conditions that exist at the project location. The very nature of improvement projects is to increase operational efficiency and safety in locations that need it. It sounds like an obvious statement, but within that nugget of fact exists a data gathering opportunity. How would we know the location needed improvement unless the data indicated there was a problem? Chances are that during the project development process, somebody already collected most of the data you'll need. That means you can take advantage of the work already accomplished.
So where can I find existing data?
There are typically several resources available to assist with or complete work zone data collection. Some agencies summarize crash, queue, speed, and mobility data in an annual report that shows running multi-year averages. This is a solid, statistically reliable approach that lets you look for trends or inconsistencies from year to year. Many agencies also have a traffic data office or traffic operations office that is responsible for traffic data collection and analysis. The staff at these offices can be very helpful with data collection and analysis, as well as with output on operational history at the planned project location. They may also provide advice or help you locate specific types of data resources. If the planned project site will be at a known high crash location or will occur within a high crash corridor, then this needs to be taken into account during development of the work zone strategy. Law enforcement agencies and transportation and safety agencies generate crash reports that are generally maintained electronically in a database. This information may be available through the law enforcement agency directly or through a state transportation department. This data will give you an understanding of the type and frequency of crashes occurring at the project location and beyond, including data related to speeding, impaired driving, and distracted and aggressive driving. Since this data is not always immediately available, close coordination with law enforcement agencies may allow for early release of the crash report for use in determining whether and how the presence of the work zone may have influenced the crash, which can be especially helpful during an active long-term work zone. Area roadway maintenance offices are also a great resource for empirical, real-world, boots-on-the-ground information. Maintenance supervisors and crews usually know their assigned areas like no one else and can sometimes provide historical information and operational insight that would not always be obvious in a crash report or identified in a report summary. Traffic management centers are in a unique position to observe and manage operational trouble spots. The information they collect from real-time traffic monitoring can capture operational issues such as heavy truck traffic, adverse weather conditions, sun glare, and crashes that are not accounted for in the analysis. Coupled with your own analysis of the applicable traffic data, traffic management centers can provide real-world details to help with decision-making on the best work zone strategies to apply. Transportation safety offices, such as the Governor's Highway Safety Office, may provide additional resources for work zone crash information. Usually, the State Transportation Department or local road agency collects and maintains crash reports prepared by work crews, specifically for crashes involving injuries and fatalities among workers and maintenance crews. You may also want to consider holding a work zone stakeholder strategy meeting in coordination with the early project design public meeting process. Stakeholders will often come forward with crash or hazard information that might not have otherwise been known. These may be very specific or localized issues related to neighborhoods, schools, business districts, bicycles, or pedestrians, including those with disabilities. More information on this process can be found in the FHWA document, Developing and Implementing Transportation Management Plans for Work Zones. See the script of this podcast for information on accessing this resource.
Okay, so now that I've identified some sources of traffic and crash data, what do I do next?
The next step is to define what data you are going to gather and how it relates to a project's potential work zone safety and mobility issues. The data you gather will need to support a work zone capacity analysis to determine congestion levels, queuing, and delays while the work zone is active, as these factors can lead to work zone crashes. The project features and location will dictate the type of data and the direction of the analysis. For example, a highway improvement project located on a complex section of urban freeway will almost certainly dictate the need for a thorough analysis because, under this scenario, all strategies, including detours, staged construction, temporary widening, etc., will need to be considered, and the data you analyze will help you determine the best strategy for the complex roadway. Conversely, the analysis for a two-lane rural roadway will be simpler because there are more limited strategy options to start with, and many of the options considered for a complex multi-lane freeway need not be considered at all.
That makes sense. But what types of data are most commonly used in work zone safety analyses?
First is traffic volume data. Traffic volume data provides information on traffic operations that can help determine the potential for congestion, delays, and queues. It can also be used in calculating crash rates based on exposure. Traffic congestion created by work zone activity creates queues and unstable traffic flow, which in turn increases the risk of crashes. A queue analysis, the most common type of work zone analysis, stresses the need for collecting volume data. A queue analysis should be conducted prior to initiating work zone activities to determine the extent of expected queuing and to identify which work zone strategy should be implemented to minimize queue-related crashes. Back-of-queue crashes, especially those involving large commercial vehicles, can be very severe. In some cases, new traffic volume data may need to be collected if there is insufficient existing data. Crash data provides the most direct connection to potential work zone crashes. High crash locations and corridors are of particular interest. You should consider work zone strategies focused on crash reduction through lower speed limits, law enforcement presence, and temporary channelization improvements. Informal information or observational data can also be very valuable, especially for an informal crash analysis. In many cases, the informal knowledge of those who know the pre-work zone traffic and roadway conditions can support the number crunching to tell a deeper story. Pre-project speed data is useful for determining the extent of any speeding issues at the project location. Locations with historically high levels of vehicle speed would indicate the need to consider a speed reduction strategy. Law enforcement citation data are also important to take into consideration. Driver impairment and speed-related crashes are important issues and have a strong correlation to crash severity. Most law enforcement agencies and DOTs have data available on speed-related and impaired driver citations, crash locations, and other relatable data. In many cases, that information has already been analyzed and summarized to identify frequency, time of day, crash type, etc. This data has a very specific connection to work zone safety, as, according to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration's Fatality Analysis Reporting System, many serious work zone crashes involve speed and impaired drivers. Pedestrian and bicycle-related crash and volume data should not be overlooked. Most agencies track these crashes, and this data is usually readily available. Field observations should reveal locations such as schools, crossings, businesses, sidewalks, and shoulder areas where these users are present. Be aware that available data is not always current. You may need to contact traffic data or operations offices to discuss conducting traffic volume counts or speed studies. Law enforcement usually provides crash reports, but not always on a timely basis for the purposes of your analysis. You will need to work with your resources to get the data you need. This concludes part one of this podcast. The purpose of this segment has been to acquaint you with why it is important to collect data and the kinds of data you will need to conduct either a formal or informal analysis. To listen to part two, which will address crash data analysis, please visit the WorkZone Safety Clearinghouse page at workzonesafety.org. This podcast has been a presentation of the Federal Highway Administration's WorkZone Safety Grant Program.